It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students in a Facebook Live event this past weekend said they miss their friends and teachers, but they're nervous about going back to school. Some kids said they prefer a hybrid model with half of students in remote learning for half of the week. 15-year-old Brianna Sauzameda.
I don't think it's safe to go back in general. And although I absolutely despised online learning, it was hard for me to focus. I couldn't get the help that I needed. I just wanted to be able to stay healthy and to be able to flatten the curve.
Pueblo's library district is giving Chromebook kits to nearly 300 students to help prepare them for the school year. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
With school planning undergoing changes as a result of the ongoing pandemic, the number of students without the necessary tools has become more evident. The computers will be given to students based on need, as identified by organizations including the Boys and Girls Club of Pueblo County, Posada of Pueblo, and the Pueblo Department of Social Services. The project was funded by a grant from the Packard Fund for Pueblo. Some households without internet service will also be given hotspots. The kids will receive craft kits, a computer bag, and enrollment in the library's summer reading program. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
A new study from Colorado State University says job stress can accelerate brain aging and memory loss. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The study looked at brain imaging data from people in various jobs. It found that those who reported high levels of physical stress in their most recent jobs had smaller hippocampi. The hippocampus is the part of the brain that's critical for memory. Participants also performed worse on memory tasks. The study's examples of physical stress at work include excessive reaching and lifting boxes onto shelves and not necessarily aerobic activity. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Much of the state could see thunderstorms and some rain through this afternoon. Around Denver, highs in the mid-80s today, close to 80 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.